And the background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And I believe it is going to be program number 477 in that continuing series. Our theme wrapping up right there, Musicians Come and Play with Larry Razavi. We're coming up on 16 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon, 62 our current temperature. Cloud cover here, although the sun trying to peek through the clouds once again. You're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany, 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, and streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. And we have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in and say good morning to Mr. Pete Wendinger. Good morning, Pete. How are you doing?
Just super.
That's great.
We had a nice rain yesterday, and life couldn't be better after that.
You bet. And, Pete, where do you make home? You're in the New Ulm area, but you're actually, what, closer to Klosner?
Yeah, well, we're out in a little village of St. George.
St. George.
About 20 houses here.
Uh-huh.
A Catholic church, and just a little quaint community. But we got to do all our business in New Ulm because there's nothing to do out here.
Okay. Born and raised there, Pete? Or where is that the home place?
Family has been here since 1856.
Really? Wow. And that was your mom and dad the original, or was it grandpa and grandma?
Oh, no, it was great-grandpa.
Great-grandpa. Okay.
Yeah.
Down through the generations. Wow. Awesome. And, so now you've been there for a while, and I suppose the kids are kind of taking over already, huh?
Yep, there are. I got a daughter and a son that are running the land now, and they're getting involved real good.
Well, awesome. And then you also had this habit of music that you picked up along the way. And how's that been working out for you?
Well, I got one more week to go, and I got my 60 years in.
Oh, really? Congratulations. Oh, my gosh. And you are the son of, is it Herb?
That's right. Herb and Eleanor, my mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
So.
And they really encouraged you guys to get going in the music, huh?
Yep. You know, in New Ulm, polka days were going there. Christy Hengel had a little display.
Yeah.
And at that time, there was all these young kids from the New Prague, Montgomery, Lonsdale area that were being taught by that Catholic nun down there.
Sure.
And my dad was there, and he seen all those young kids play, and he just put it in his mind, if those kids can do it, my kids can too. And he bought a $135 concertina that day and brought it home.
Uh-huh. So. Okay. And, of course, Brother Paul was part of it. Of course, we sadly lost him a few years back, huh? Do you remember exactly?
It's going to be here 13 here in November now.
Is it 13 years?
Yep.
And I was at that funeral. I remember coming out of the church that day, and it was a blizzard.
Yes, it was.
Oh, my goodness. He went out in a snowstorm there.
Yeah.
How old was Paul when he passed on?
59.
59. Way too young. Way too young. Yeah. That darn cancer, huh?
Well, he had a liver disease.
Oh, was it liver? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what he actually died from. He did end up with cancer at the end that gave him some problems.
Yep.
Yep.
But, boy, you two guys, so both of you started out at the same time, or were you first, or how did it work beginning out?
Paul was the one that was interested in taking the lessons.
Uh-huh.
And we found a place up in Hutchinson. This Kulikowski had this program going, and we had a gentleman, Merle Zeal, was our first teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just went along for the ride.
Okay.
And I sat in, and Paul had his half-hour lesson, and Merle looked at me, and he said, "How about you? I think you should have a lesson, too."
Uh-huh.
I was too bashful to say no, so I took a lesson, too.
Uh-huh.
Well, the following week, we knew our lesson, and it just went from there.
Sure. So you were sharing one concertina to get started, huh?
You bit.
Uh-huh. How long before Dad had to buy that second concertina?
Oh, I think within a year.
Uh-huh. Very good. Yeah. And then from there, you guys started adding pieces and became the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, huh?
Yep. First playing job we had was just Paul and I for a wedding reception, first week of October here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's 60 years ago.
Boy, oh boy, that's awesome, incredible. And it's really been a good story, the Wendinger Band. We've seen you guys through the years, different venues, and the music is always so good. You've had such great musicians throughout the years, haven't you?
Yeah, very much so. And, I got two bands in the grave already that have played with us.
I believe that.
You know, and the gentleman that we got along, like last night, we played in Webster, South Dakota.
Uh-huh.
And I had Steve Moran along with us. He's been with us now right at 50 years.
Oh, boy.
Mike Simon has been with us 55 years.
Yep.
Gary Gleisner played drums. He's been with us 50 years.
Okay.
Gary Schrader played tuba. He's been with us 30, 35. The only reason that he hasn't been with us longer was he wasn't old enough. he started when he was 17.
Yeah, yeah. And I know most of those gentlemen. Gary, I know very well. I've been on recordings with Gary, and just an excellent tuba player. And were you playing a concertina last night then?
You bet.
Awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Now, you don't make all the jobs anymore. Is one of the Moran boys, Tom, is he filling in once in a while?
Yeah, once in a while. Most of the time when he plays along, he actually joins me.
Okay.
Like Bavarian Blast, he joined me.
Okay.
And the parade the next day, he played with us. And last year I had a few health problems where he had to take the band out and play, and well, Larry Rashavi came down and played a few jobs for me last year.
Okay, very good. Yeah, and another great concertina player there. Larry is quite the guy too. Know him very well. So
yep, you bet.
But the reputation continues on. Great old time music with the Wendinger Band. And boy, you've done a number of recordings over the years. Do you happen to know how many you got?
I think it's right at 26.
26 recordings, yeah. Yeah, and a bunch of great CDs there, and so we keep selling them. We had our big Pioneer Days event this past weekend up here in Albany, and sold some of your music again there. So, yeah, good times. Well, you've got a big event coming up in New Ulm, and I think you've been part of that for a good number of years. It's called Oktoberfest, huh?
Yep. I think we've been part of it as long as we've been playing here, except, the COVID year.
Yep.
We got a break. So, yeah. I'll go through a little bit about it. You know, there's so much stuff happening.
Yep.
It's about at four different venues in New Ulm.
Okay.
And, the first weekend there, the 7th, the Morgan Creek Winery, they got entertainment down there.
Okay.
That's about 6-7 miles east of New Ulm.
Okay.
On the farm place.
Sure.
And then, of course, there's going to be dancing on Main Street there on the 7th, and they got Fest Keg opening at 10 o'clock, and Concord Singers are 10 to 11. At 11 o'clock, they got their big parade there. And the parade is the people that can join in. And they can, anybody can join in from your area if you want to. And what they do is they carry a sign when their family came to the new country.
Yep.
So that's it's quite impressive.
It is. It is.
Yep. Then Dane's Dutchman, they're there at 11 o'clock, and then at 2 to 5, they got Shirts and Skins Band there. And they're going to expand this year. That's on Center Street. And on Main Street, they're going to have Nate Frederiksen band playing.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, at 4 o'clock. So they're expanding a little bit there on the streets. So.
Nice, nice. So,
and if you want a reason to come to New Ulm, the New Ulm on Minnesota Street, the flower baskets that are hanging there.
Yeah.
That's worth the price of the trip alone just to see the flowering hanging baskets.
You bet. And we always enjoy the Glockenspiel, too, which is right over by the KNUJ studios over there.
That's right. So, yep. And then on the 6th, it actually starts at Best Western Hotel in New Orleans, the conference center there, and gets kicked off. Well, they're going to have their Fest Keg opening, and the Concord Singers are playing, and the New Orleans Blast Capella, and we'll actually be playing there on the 6th that evening.
Oh, you are?
I think we're there from 9:30 to 12, so
okay.
That's on the 6th. On the 7th, the Concord Singers, Blas Capel, and the Bachfest Boys will be there. So that's the first week of entertainment.
Sure. Wow. So, you bet. And then we always enjoy getting over to the Shells Brewery. I have a few Shells out in the, what do you call it, the beer garden there.
Yeah.
If we get there early enough, we take one of the tours. It's always fun to find out how they got started at Shells. And that's one of the mainstays of New Ulm, too, isn't it, Shell's Brewery?
Oh, by far. You know, I think it's the second oldest family-owned brewery in the United States.
Yeah.
I think there's one other one in Pennsylvania that might be a little bit older. That goes right back to that 1856 area, too, where they started.
So, okay.
Yeah. And speaking about Shell's, they're going to have their Oktoberfest party the week after on the 14th.
As they always do, yes, you bet.
Yep, and the Shells Hobo Band will be there, and then Jim Strelke and Elpin Stern are going to be playing there on the 14th on the brewery.
Oh, okay.
So, and once again, the music will continue at the Best Western there on the Friday the 13th, it's going to be the Concord Singers and the Bachfest Boys, and then our neighbor lady, Lori Nessel, the I Polka Band.
Okay.
Gosh, she does a nice job there.
Nice.
So, yep, and on the 14th, Concord Singers, and then going to have a little dual battle of the bands there with Leon Olsen and Danes Dutchman. And in the evening, a rock band comes in, Powerhouse from Mankato. So they got a full lineup of bands there.
You bet. I just always think that New Ulm is such a beautiful town to visit. We just really thoroughly enjoy it when we come down there. Of course, we always stop at Domeyer's, the little German store down on the East End.
That's been going now for, I think, right at 90 years.
Absolutely. Did you know Don Morris pretty well through the years?
Yeah, very good. My wife is Donnie's first cousin.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
So I got to know Donnie real well there. We just loved to stop at his hamburger shop when he had that little shop going there.
Sure, sure.
And then, well, he closed that up about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he went playing.
So. Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that through the years, I've been great people there running that store. Of course, Ann Morris, her mom, had it for a number of years. And then when she passed on, Marlene took it over, her aunt. And now Marlene has passed, and so Ann is continuing the tradition. So
yeah, she's doing a great job. You know, I was, you know, they got that Sunday afternoon program, Music from Germany at 4 o'clock on KNUJ, and well, I was so worried that when Marlene died that show was going to go to the wayside. But Ann is keeping it going with a rich tradition. You know, she's making the trips to Germany to get her stuff she sells in the store every year. Yet she's doing a great job.
You bet. So looking back over time, the Polka Days was such a big event back in the years. I was just a high school kid, but I got taken down there probably when I was 14, 15, 16. Were you a part of that too back in those years, Pete?
Yep, we started, I would say, maybe in about 65 or 66.
Okay.
But we got our chance at, they decided to start the music on Main Street at 9:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And we got hired for several years to play at 9:30 in the morning. And at that time, in the evening, there was six bands, and you had to be from New Ulm that played.
Yeah.
And to be on Main Street in the evening, you went through the parade, and then the fun began on the street.
Oh, my gosh.
And I forget exactly what year it was when Babe Wagner Band folded up.
Okay.
They announced their retirement, and we got a call from the chamber lady in New Ulm if we want to take that spot on Main Street there in the evening.
And okay.
That was a big plus for us.
Oh, I can believe that. Yeah, and I mean, the younger generation doesn't know what they missed back in those years, but I can still remember going down the street, and you had Elmer Scheid on one corner playing after the parade, and then a little ways down, you had Harold and the Six Fat Dutchmen, and then another corner, you had Fez Fritzy. I mean, the bands were so good all those years.
Yep, and then the Roamers were on another corner. Donnie Morris was on another one, and then Babe Wagner.
Yep.
Those were the six bands.
Yep, and then they had the Jolly Lumberjacks over in the ballroom, huh?
In the ballroom. And speaking about the Jolly Lumberjacks, Clem Brown passed away this week at 101 years old.
Oh, no, he did, huh?
Yep, he was down in Rosemont, him and his wife in a home, and they announced it this week that he passed on.
101. Boy, he had a good life. That was a good run. And the story goes that I heard, and you can verify it if you can, that Clem played for 50 years, and he made a promise to his wife. After 50 years, he was going to stop playing, and that's what they did, huh?
That's exactly. But then him and his wife went to Tucson, Arizona. And then they had to renegotiate that contract.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Clem says, you can keep on going to your shopping centers, and I'm going to play a little bit with a little trio band down in Tucson.
Okay.
And that's what he did for years in Tucson, played in a little trio band down there. And when he came back to Minnesota in the summertime, he was strictly at the lake.
Okay, okay. Very good. Well, Pete, if we can ask you to hold that thought, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota. Time to read the ad for the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, if that's all right.
You bet.
All right, so Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Come in and check out our full-service meat counter, always stocked with fresh-cut steaks, roasts, and more. Sausage is made fresh twice a week on Wednesdays and on Fridays. The brat of the week this week is the cooked horseradish brat, starting with a nice blend of lean pork and beef, seasoned with our German-style brat seasoning and generous amounts of real horseradish added, then cooked in our state-of-the-art smokehouses at the St. Joe Meat Market. They are really good in the oven, in the frying pan, or off the grill in a bun. Come in this week and take 30 cents off each package all week long, unlimited quantities. Now, hosting and serving at the Brat Sale this weekend out in front of the St. Joe Meat Market will be the Y2K Lady Lions. They do a really nice job and deserve our support. The St. Joe Meat Market, now with store hours Monday through Friday, 6 in the morning till 6 at night, Saturdays 6 till 5, and then closed on Sunday. For more great in-store specials, like us on Facebook, look for us on the web, www.stjosephmeatmarket.com. And that's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thank you for your patronage. And Pete, for being our guest on the show, and you've been here before, we put up a nice package at the meat market, and along with KASM, we send that out to Priority Mail and hope that you and Dodie and the family, everybody enjoys it in good health. How's that worked out for you?
We always do, I'll tell you that. We treasure that package when it comes.
Good. That's awesome.
I think it's gonna stay froze this year, and we'll be taking it to Arizona for the winter.
There you go. You are one of those snowbirds that gets out of here before the snow gets too deep, huh?
Well, we usually leave about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. Okay. Well, great. Well, what does the future look like? You got quite a few jobs lined up yet for the Wendinger Band, or are you kind of throttling down for the year already, or what does it look
like? Well, it's gonna go right through here until the time I leave here in November.
Okay.
I did take one job. In the wintertime, I've been turning them down, but I did take one for New Ulm Foshing event.
Okay.
And Tom Moran's going to be in my place there that day.
Okay,
so,
sure.
The boys in the band, they'll get the job done.
They do, you bet. You know, you had a little bit of a career in radio too, Pete. You've done a radio show for a number of years on KNUJ. Still going with that too?
You bet we are, 12:30. So as soon as I hang up with you, that's where I'm going to be calling.
Okay, then you do that show.
I can't remember exactly how long it's been, but it's got to be pushing 50 years. I remember going up there when Harold Luffenbacher always went up there every Sunday, and well, Harold's been gone already since, what, 85 or
yeah,
so?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so it's way before that. And for a while, we were, we shared a show on the KNUJ with Little Joe's Dance Band.
Oh, I remember that.
With Joe and Ken Pravelko, and they came up every Sunday, and we turned out to be the best of friends. So.
Okay, yeah. Good memories there. Well, I know time is running short here, Pete, so I usually ask everybody, and again, I forgot to forewarn you, but if you've got a special memory as you look back over your career with the band, good, bad, or otherwise, what would you like to share with the listeners today?
Well, you know, the polka days are number one, but I guess the other one that we had the opportunity to play for about 10 years in a row was going out to the Summerfest in Frankenmuth, Michigan.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, that was we played there for a week long every day, and we played in different rooms of the two eating places there. So
okay.
We played 20 minutes, and then we had to go to the next place. So
okay.
It was fun.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we got to be get good friends with Marv Herzog.
Oh, yes, you bet. And I've been there myself. Teresa has invited us in and toured us through the hotel, and it's quite the place to visit, that Summerfest in Frankenmuth. So, yes.
That's right.
You bet. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. Pete, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play. And like I told you the last time, the good Lord willing, you and I are here. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
That's for sure. And you know, I really appreciate these stations that still spin those polka music, keeps that tradition alive.
Absolutely. You guys have a great Oktoberfest, and of course a great winter, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next time, Pete.
Take care.
All righty, and we'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here.
Yep.
And there he goes, Mr. Pete Wendinger, our 477th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got music by the Wendinger Band coming up in just moments. Thank you. Larry Rezavian is Out of Town Checks with our theme wrapping up right there. Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up our 477th program here of Musicians Come and Play. And Pete Wendinger, our guest, and what an awesome guest. So fun to talk with folks like that that have been around the block, as you might say. He's done it all. Coming up on 60 years of music career, playing at concertina. And that's some good stuff there, the Wendinger Band. So we're going to get right into the music right now with the Wendinger Band. And this comes off of their classic Taste of New Ulm CD. It's one called the Ole Ole Polka.
Namatsuda niko wagi, shusraze zashevale, niko wagi kenetsu. Ole, 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 olali, olala. Raze za shevane Nigo waiki Namatsuda Nigo waiki Kenetsu Ole, 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 ole Olali Olala Ole, 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 ole Olali Olala
Peppy song there. That is the Ole Ole Polka with the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, coming off of their classic Taste of New Ulm CD. Here's a nice waltz tune, an old Fez Fritchie number, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You. Such bliss. Peter and Paul Wendinger Band, one called Tell Me Whose Girl Are You. And boy, some great music there by the Wendinger Band. 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 63 degrees our current temperature in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Jeannie B's Tours out of Freeport, Minnesota. And the staff at Jeannie B's office tours sends everyone fall greetings and invites everyone to join in on the fall fun tours planned for everyone. Enjoy the beauty of the colors of Minnesota and Wisconsin on October 6th. Experience the autumn beauty of the Minnesota Arboretum. The tour includes a guided tram tour of the Arboretum grounds and a special flower pot lunch. On October 31st, Jeannie B's will take you to see those zany, hilarious church basement ladies in their new show, A Mighty Fortress Is Our Basement. On November 9th, the tour coach is going to the Old Log Theater in Excelsior, Minnesota, for the very entertaining show, The Million Dollar Quartet. Maybe you're thinking about a holiday vacation this year. A Branson Christmas departs on November 10th for 7 festive, fun-filled days. And this tour also includes 6 nights lodging, 10 meals, 6 shows, Daniel O'Donnell, The Presleys, Holiday Show, and 4 more great shows. Sightseeing of Branson's Hidden Gems, a day show, sightseeing in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, and so much more. Now, there are still seats available if you call 320-345-1581 and call soon. A Nashville Christmas to Remember leaves on the 24th of November for a great holiday getaway. You will see all of the Nashville must-sees. 3 of the nights lodging is at the fantastically decorated Opryland Hotel. So call now to reserve your seats on the Christmas coach. Again, 320-345-1581. And remember, seeing is believing. And that is to you from Jeannie Bonfig. So there you go. Exciting news from Jeannie B's Tours. And Jeannie B, they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. 19 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. Back to the music of the Wendinger Band, and it's one called the Snowman Polka. Thank you. Peter and Paul Wendinger Band with one called the Snowman Polka. 23 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 63 degrees here in central Minnesota. Well, summertime is fading and fading into fall, but here's one by the Wendinger Band, one called the Summertime Waltz. Peter and Paul and the Wendinger Band, one called the Summertime Waltz. Boy, great music there by the Wendinger Band. It just gets you in the mood for dancing. 25 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 63 our current temperature in the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. That is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. Of course, the Hustler is the original zero-turn lawnmower, and it helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin still with a nice inventory of brand-new Hustlers on hand. And I got to visit with Kevin out at Pioneer Days. Yes, Kevin was out there. He came and stopped by our booth and visited for a while with Kevin. Kevin tells me that right now till the end of September, and you got to hear this, the Hustlers, all the Fast Tracks are on sale, $1,000 off of already the sale price. So that is a great bargain. If you've been on the fence kind of thinking about getting one or not getting one, no better time than right now to drive right over to Kevin's Countryside and purchase one of those brand new Hustlers. Any of the Fast Tracks, $1,000 off the already sale price. So that is a really good deal. Now, they also have the smaller ones, the Raptor and the Dash, those smaller mowers, those are $500 off the sale price. So some great bargains to be had if you head out this week to Kevin's. That's through Saturday, through the 30th. And tell Kevin that Cy sent you. Yeah, you heard it here on Chasm. Now, Kevin does repair work in all makes and models, so if you've got a mower and needs maybe a new belt or a hose, maybe the blades sharpened, maybe your lubricants, oil or greased, get the oil changed, Kevin can do that all for you. He also accepts trades. He'll make you a sweet deal on your present lawnmower. And as always, for more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number is 320-363-7459. Kevin also carries that Eagle brand 56-volt lithium battery-powered equipment. So he's got handheld blowers and backpack blowers. There's chainsaws and pole saws, self-propelled lawnmowers, and more, all powered by that 56-volt lithium battery. Once again, call Kevin, 320-363-7459. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for dancing feet. And again, if you didn't hear me first, just hear it again. That big sale going on through the 30th, $1,000 off of the sale price of those Fast Track mowers there, Kevin's Countryside. Tell your friends and neighbors about it. You bet. Get right over there this week. Kevin's Countryside bringing us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with the Wendinger Band, and here's one called The Loveless Polka. Wendinger Band, a great polka tune there, one called The Loveless Polka. Yeah, talking with Pete about the Oktoberfest, this song always reminds me of Oktoberfest, one called Aber dich gibt's nur einmal für dich.
Es gibt Millionen Windstärke, und sie schafft, die hat tausend Laternen. Feel of the bell, aber dich gibt's nur einmal für mich. Es gibt tausend Lippen zu küssen und Pferde, die sich selber müssen. Das ist die einmal verliebte Kind.
sein eigenes. Er macht mich traurig, weil du wirklich die Entrüchen bist. Was will denn Welt für mich ohne dich? Es gibt sieben Wunder der Erde, tausend Schiffe,
Aber dich, yes, the Peter and Paul Wendinger Band there. Great recording of that number. Right now it's Foxtrot time down by the riverside.
We'll be right back.
Peter and Paul Wendinger, a very rousing tune there, one called the Down by the Riverside. Nice foxtrot. Time to wrap up another musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM, 22 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 63 degrees our current temperature. It's one by the Wendinger Band, one called Auf Wiedersehen.
That brings an end to our Oktoberfest recording. We hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed recording. Before we part, we wish to give you a quick lesson in German. Auf Wiedersehen does not mean goodbye, but until we meet again, hope to see you soon. God bless you all. Auf Wiedersehen.
Peter and Paul Wendinger and saying goodbye, yes, Auf Wiedersehen. Wrapping up another musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.